distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. We further thank the Director General for her report on UNTAC 16. On the onset, we align ourselves with the statement delivered by the African Group and Group 77 in China. We commend the Secretariat for the proposed 16 concrete actions for UNTAC 16. In this regard, we recognize the importance of addressing systemic challenges in global trade, finance, and investment, and emphasize the need for reforms to create an equitable international economic system that supports the growth of developing nations. Furthermore, the digital divide remains a significant barrier to the development of many nations, and we stress the importance of technology transfers, capacity building, and access to affordable digital infrastructure for developing countries. Therefore, the digital transformation must be inclusive, ensuring that all countries, regardless of their level of development, can leverage technology for sustainable growth. We also highlight the need for continued focus on the climate crisis and the economic implications of environmental sustainability. The transition to green economy presents both challenges and opportunities for developing countries, and international cooperation, technology sharing, and financial support are key in ensuring that they can harness the benefits of this transition while addressing climate risk. Namibia remains open for participation in the preparatory process for UNTAC 16. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam. Now I pass the floor to Egypt.
Mr. President,